share with us. It's now 8 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by longroofing.com. The Redskins lose to the Chiefs in Kansas City on Monday Night Football, the final 29-20. The loss drops the Skins to 2-2 on the season, but quarterback Kirk Cousins says,
I like our team. I think we're better than people probably thought we would be at the start of the season, and there's no point in really saying that because we're going to have 12 weeks to, you know, either prove me right or prove me wrong. But I think, you know, from our team psyche, I think we're going to enjoy our bye week, get rested, get healed up, and I think we're going to come back with a vengeance and try to make this, you know, as good of a 12 weeks as we can.
The Skins now head into their bye week to face the 49ers in 2 weeks. Las Vegas police are going through the home of Stephen Paddock, the man who opened fire on a concert Sunday night, killing 59 people and injuring more than 500 others. And Assistant Sheriff Todd Fasulo is urging everyone to let the investigation take its course.
We are aware of the rumors outside of the media and also on social media that there was more than one assailant. We have no information or evidence to support that theory or that rumor. We believe there was only one shooter, and that was Stephen Paddock.
Last night, religious leaders, elected officials, and mourners gathered at several prayer vigils in Las Vegas. The president and first lady are going to Puerto Rico today.
The president will head to an Air National Guard base in Puerto Rico. He's expected to meet with first responders, some storm victims, public officials, and others taking part in the relief effort. It's not clear whether he'll have any interaction with people across Puerto Rico. He'll be in Puerto Rico a few days after having attacked the mayor of San Juan, who's been very vocal about her view of the FEMA response. His criticism of the mayor painted her as someone who was politicking and said people like her in Puerto Rico want everything done for them. I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
The Montgomery County Council is set to vote today to set aside money to help fight gangs. Council members are scheduled to vote on a supplemental appropriation that will let police and prosecutors immediately ramp up their gang suppression efforts. Prince William County is looking to give a helping hand to veterans who end up in the court system.
After everything returning veterans have experienced,
they've been through certain hardships that result in PTSD, traumatic brain injuries, and so forth.
They deserve some more specialized treatment if they're accused of a crime, but still able to be rehabilitated, says Delegate Rich Anderson. The county's court system is starting up the veterans treatment docket next month.
It creates a small cadre of court officials, to include judges, who are familiar with the unique nature of veteran circumstances.
I also get a counselor and a specialized attorney. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Nobel Prize for Physics has been awarded this year to three scientists for their discoveries in gravitational waves. The three are Rainer Weiss of MIT and Barry Barish and Kip Thorne of Caltech. The Trump administration will ask Cuba to withdraw 60% of its diplomats from Washington. The request is a direct consequence of last week's U.S. move to cut its own embassy staff in Havana by a similar proportion. Only a week before Tom Petty's death, the 66-year-old rocker and his band, the Heartbreakers, had wrapped up a 40th anniversary tour. Petty died last night after suffering cardiac arrest. And a 35-year-old man who shot a Spotsylvania County police dog and then also fired at two county deputies is now going to prison for 45 years. Joseph Conway of King George County was sentenced to a total of 124 and a half years, but with all but 45 of that suspended. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 22,558, the NASDAQ at 65,17. Sports, the Chiefs beat the Redskins on Monday Night Football, NBA preseason, the Wizards win, and the Yankees host the Twins tonight in the American League wildcard game. WMAL News Time 8:04, up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Listening on your terms has never been easier.
This is stunning.
Get breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
It's important.
Available now in the App Store, Google Play, or Android Market.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can save $1,074 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Hey, Safeway shoppers. Did you know you can redeem your gas rewards points at Sunoco and select partner stations? Keep earning while you shop at Safeway and start saving at a Sunoco or partner station near you. Just use your registered phone number when you fill up at the pump and watch the price roll back. Maximum gas rewards at participating Sunoco stations is 20 cents per gallon in a single fill-up, up to 25 gallons. Other restrictions and exclusions apply. See complete details at Safeway.com.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway, one of our latest problems had been the crash on the Inner Loop side. It's come from Bethesda to College Park. Inner Loop near New Hampshire Avenue for the crash. Watch for a little bit of volume there. That should be to the shoulder now. The Outer Loop, that has been a slow go for quite some time. We had an earlier multi-car crash between Colesville and Georgia Avenue. That's been cleared. Delays begin before you get to I-95. South of the ICC are on stop-and-go delays. Now, also on 95, still need you to watch approaching Route 32. The crash has been cleared out of the travel lanes, but still a little bit of a distraction. Route 100 trying to get past I-95. That's jammed eastbound due to the crash. Now, let's get your Wheaton Glenmont area on Randolph Road going westbound west to Georgia Avenue. Watch for under police direction the scene of the crash. Now, Virginia in Fairfax and the Oakton area, actually, if you normally use Blake Lane north of 66, that's jammed each direction. The crash was on the northbound side of Blake Lane, north of 66 at Sutton Road. Watch for police there, too. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pretty good-looking forecast. Not too bad feeling either now. As temperatures will continue to climb, stay above normal. Normal 73. Today, 76 and sunny. Tonight, mainly clear 56. Outside the Beltway, a little cooler. Wednesday, more sunshine up near 80. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 47 in Woodbridge, 43 in Bowie, 57 in Washington. Congress is set to vote on the bill to criminalize abortion after 20 weeks. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
Well, good morning. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall, we'll be joined this morning at 8:35. By Larry Kudlow. So much going on in the news. The president heading to Puerto Rico. But he's still got that tax reform plan he wants to push through. And boy, do I know somebody else who wants to push through. And that's Larry Kudlow. And he'll join us in just a little over half an hour here on Mornings on the Mall. Vince Colonnais alongside Mary Walter.
Good morning. Joining us right now, Dan Bongino, former Secret Service agent and former NYPD police officer. Dan, good morning. Welcome back to Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we wanted to talk to you, obviously, about this Las Vegas shooting. Are there any new developments that you've heard of in, say, the last overnight?
Well, I think the important ones are, you know, the facts yesterday were not out, and a lot of folks were assuming, based on some media reports, that all of these weapons were, in fact, automatic. And this leads to a lot of confusion in the, you know, political debate, sadly, that, you know, before literally the blood's been washed from the street, some people feel the need to bring up, as if we can't wait, you know, till next week to talk about this stuff. But it turns out it looks like some of the weapons were not, in fact, purchased as automatic weapons, meaning a depression of the trigger can unload the entire magazine. Some of them were bump stock weapons, and I heard a report that another one may have had a duplex trigger, which is basically a trigger where you depress the trigger and a round goes off, and a round goes off as you release the trigger as well. So some of them may have been automatic, but that's why it's so important with a lot of these media reports to get the facts out there first, because, you know, you'll see, unfortunately, some liberals want to politicize this. Well, again, while we're still, you know, bodies are still warm and we're still processing what actually happened.
Is it legal to modify those semi-automatics to something that is a bump stock or into an automatic weapon of some kind?
Well, a bump stock trigger is legal because it's not a fully automatic weapon. It just uses the pressure of the recoil to fire another round. But it is not legal. It is absolutely not legal to modify a purchased semi-automatic rifle and to convert it to a fully automatic rifle. That is absolutely not legal.
Okay.
You get yourself in a whole world of trouble if you're caught with one of those. So the answer is definitely a big fat no.
Gotcha. You've been talking about sort of like letting the facts come in about whether or not this is automatic. problematic or not. But that hasn't really stopped any Democrats from calling for gun control. We saw Nancy Pelosi yesterday called for immediately for a select committee to curb gun violence, which is obviously in her mind gun control. And the other side of this is Hillary Clinton came out and attacked gun silencers, which had nothing to do with yesterday's shooting, but were her concern yesterday morning. What did you make of Hillary Clinton's tweets about this?
Well, Hillary Clinton has a responsibility, given her platform, to say things in a coherent, knowledgeable fashion, okay? There is no such thing as a gun silencer, Vince. There's no such thing. There's a suppressor, but I don't know what a gun silencer is. I can't, you know, I had a debate once with Brian Frosch, the AG from Maryland, on a show up in Maryland when I was up there in Baltimore. And I was amazed. I asked him a very simple question. It's still on YouTube, by the way. He was talking about assault rifles. I said, can you define for me exactly what an assault rifle is? Look, watch the look on his face. He has no idea. The left does this all the time. You want to have a conversation about suppressors? Fine. Let's talk about that. But I'm not going to have a conversation with Hillary Clinton, nor does she care about having a conversation with me, by the way, or anyone else for that matter, about a silencer. There's no such thing as a, what is this, the movies? A silencer? She has never in her life, I guarantee you, fired a weapon with a suppressor on it and has no idea how unsilent a, quote, silencer is. I mean, this is what bothers me about the left. They let emotion cloud everything rather than having a reasonable dialogue about what could be a critical issue. It's really sad.
This is amazing to me because every time we see a shooting like this, you're right, it does seem like the mainstream press, of which much of it is liberal, sort of runs roughshod over the terminology as if the distinctions don't matter when they clearly do. I mean, this is the first shooting, by the way, where the term automatic weapon may have actually been useful here but how many times have we seen shootings where the news reporting suggests these are automatic assault rifles or something when they are nothing of the kind?
Right. These are not irrelevant distinctions. These are very serious distinctions because the way they are handled legally creates the category. So saying something's an automatic weapon gives Americans who can be in some cases impressionable. You know, not everyone, understandably, has the time to do mounds of research on what automatic versus semi-automatic is. They have soccer games to get to, jobs to go to. But when the media, people responsible for going out there and giving the facts, report that it's an automatic weapon and all people see is, you know, John J. Rambo in Rambo 2 firing off an M60 inside a building, everybody's like, oh my gosh, we can't have that. And in some cases, that's not, you know, what happens. And I think it's just driven by this unbelievable anger by the left towards this issue. I say all the time, the difference between liberals and conservatives in this debate is liberals, a lot of them, not all of them, but assume that conservatives are bad people attached to ideas. You know, while conservatives assume that liberals have bad ideas attached to people. It's completely different. And that's why you get this anger after the fact and this rush to go out there. We need to get rid of the guns and the silencers and the assault weapons. And we're all looking as conservatives going, what are you talking about? What's an assault? What's a silencer? What do you mean, a suppressor? Like an assault weapon? Well, what do you mean? Like guns that are black or scary looking? Or what are you talking about? Because that could be anything. So these are important distinctions.
So let me ask you, is there a law that we don't have that would have stopped this guy from doing what he did in Vegas?
Yeah, you could try to. Is there a law that would have stopped it? No. But I can tell you what the Democrats will tell you would have stopped it. And eventually it's going to be, an assault weapons ban, which ironically, again, if you're interested in facts and data, and liberals, you can tune out now. I know you don't care about this kind of stuff. But if you're interested in facts and data, the Justice Department's own study of the Clinton-era assault weapons ban showed that it had no significant effect on gun crime and violent crime at all. So, I mean, again, are we just dealing with emotion or are we dealing with the real world? I'm as traumatized by what happened as yesterday as you. I know liberals don't think that's the case. I don't really care what you think. I'm just saying, this hurts me. I worry about this stuff as well. But I'm interested in real solutions, not cheap emotional rhetoric after the fact. And the answer, Mary, is no. There isn't a law that would have prevented that. Bad people are going to do bad things. And the only thing we can do is get really proactive on the investigative side and make sure we become arsonists on the investigative side and stop putting out fires after the fact.
Well, Dan, not every liberal was affected by this. CBS had to fire a vice president who said the Vegas victims didn't deserve sympathy because country music fans often are Republican. And I think when conservatives hear things like this, especially when you hear a woman who sort of voices an opinion that says her ideology is more important than human life, they worry that other liberals sort of have that viewpoint. What did you make of that?
Yeah, I mean, that goes back to my point before, how people like that. I saw that story, and I try not to post stuff after events like this on my Facebook that would inflame the situation. But I saw that story and said, no, I have to put up. That goes to prove my point that there are people who think like that. Some liberals, again, not all, they just assume we're bad people and like we had it coming or something. And you scratch your head and you go, is this real? Like, is this really America where if you have a different view of my right to self-protection, my big R right, that all of a sudden I deserve to die in a gunfight because I want to protect my family? I'm not in love with guns. They're tools. They're tools I feel I need to protect my family. God forbid something were to happen. If that makes me worthy of death to you, you have to seriously reevaluate your politics and your moral and ethical system that you use to evaluate what you'll support and not.
Dan Bongino, always appreciate your clarity on a whole bunch of subjects, and including this one this morning. Thank you, sir, for stopping by Mornings on the Mall.
Thanks, Vince. Thank you.
All right, 8:15 now.
It's time for WMAL Traffic and Weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. And Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Virginia. Let's start 395. You know the drill, stop and go, landmark to the 14th Street Bridge into town. But we're dealing with a stalled car, so a little extra pressure the closer you get into Shirlington. The broken down as you cross the 14th Street Bridge toward Main Avenue. DDOT crews are aware. Hopefully, tow truck, if it's not there, will be there momentarily. Let's go into Alexandria, 236 Duke Street. If you're heading into Old Town that direction, very slow. In fact, delays before even get to North Quaker Lane, and that continues past Alexandria Commons because of the crash under police direction. In Fairfax, police with the accident on Blake Lane. Normally don't have this heavy delay. We get some volume over there. It's over near Oakton High School, but the crash is northbound Blake Lane at Sutton Road. That's north of 66, jammed each direction. Maryland, Wheaton, Glenmont area, Randolph Road. Watch for crash cleanup. That's continuing. Westbound Randolph Road, west of George Avenue, 270. Here we go. Urbana down to the Beltway. And now along the way at 118 in Germantown, reports of a crash and also one near 124. So keep alert. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today, sunny, high of 76. Tonight, clear skies, low of 56. And then tomorrow, mainly sunny, but high around 80. Currently in our nation's capital, 57 degrees at 8:17 on WMAL.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom.
Listen to the Del Walmsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
Okay, Puerto Rico, the president of the United States, hitting the, already, I think, beginning his process now. Now it's 8:17, so my presumption is that he's following the schedule. He's en route to Andrews now to take off for Puerto Rico, where he's going to meet with both the governor of Puerto Rico and the governor of the U.S. Virgin Islands to assess the damage there. Yesterday, we were overtaken by events as we were, of course, dealing with the Vegas shooting. But I wanted to highlight for you a couple of things. One is that Geraldo Rivera had an interview over the weekend with the mayor of San Juan, Mayor Carmen Yulín Cruz, who has been in this tit-for-tat with the president of the United States about how responsive the federal government has been in Puerto Rico. And she's been saying that people are dying in Puerto Rico. Geraldo Rivera asked her about that.
But are people dying? I've been traveling around. I don't see people dying. I spoke to the doctors. They saw 53 patients, and they had a person who was septic, but nobody dying. I wonder.
Well, dying is a continuum, right? If you don't get fed for 7-8 days and you're a child, you are dying. If you have 11 people like we took out of a nursing home, severely dehydrated, you are dying.
Or maybe struggling. Maybe we change that a little bit. Not quite dying exactly if people aren't actually dying.
Well, if dying is a continuum, isn't everyone in this room right now dying?
This is
right? We're all dying.
It's the deepest conversation we've ever had.
Oh, I'm just saying. I mean, using her... That's just how it goes, right?
It's existential. We're having a philosophical thought here. So she's going... She says it's a continuum, which is an interesting way for her to spin out of this. He pressed on.
But so, do you wish you had characterized that a little more?
I said it the way it is. I don't have to characterize anything in any way that is not the reality. That is the truth. He who has eyes will be able to see it. He who has an open heart will be able to feel it.
What is she, the Bible?
Those that prefer to be blinded to injustice, that's their issue. I have no time for that.
He so who haveth eyes will seeth it. Anyway, that's her position on this. It looks like the president of the United States may actually be meeting with her today. She will attend an event during President Trump's scheduled Tuesday visit to hurricane-ravaged Puerto Rico after the two have been criticizing each other. This itinerary was released Monday evening by the White House, and the president and the first lady are traveling there to San Juan to receive this briefing. So we'll see if there's any footage and or audio of that, and we'll be sure to share it with you. I should note that she sort of stands alone in criticizing the president. Not other mayors on the island have been more complimentary, and that includes the governor of Puerto Rico, Ricardo Rosello, who said this in an NPR interview on Friday. Listen to this.
Governor, are you getting all the aid you need or getting it fast enough from the states?
First of all, we're very grateful for the administration. They have responded quickly. The president has been very attentive to the situation, personally calling me several times. FEMA and the FEMA director have been here in Puerto Rico twice. As a matter of fact, they were here with us today, making sure that all the resources in FEMA were working in conjunction with the central government. We've been working together. We've been getting results.
Yeah, so the governor seems to be happy, and they're meeting with the president today. And obviously, no one's saying that this is an easy situation in Puerto Rico or the U.S. Virgin Islands. This is difficult, and it takes not only a lot of resources, but logistics on the island, which are hampered by all of the damage to both travel and communications.
She is the only mayor that we've heard from who has criticized the aid and the response from the federal government. She's the only one. So, of course, the media is going to go to her, and they're going to run with her, and they're
so
going to magnify her story, because the response to Houston, the response to Florida, was without fault. They're also ignoring the Virgin Islands. Did you ever notice that? They're just ignoring the Virgin Islands. They're like, where? Oh, sorry, we only go as far as Puerto Rico.
Look, things might actually be bad, but the way she would assess that would be to start attending the meetings. And she's not. 8:22 on WMAL.
We're very grateful for the administration. They have responded quickly. The president has been very attentive to the situation, personally calling me several times.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
How safe is your home? Because as a homeowner, I feel that it's my responsibility, and it's not anybody else's responsibility, to make my home a safe place. So it's my job to make sure that my doors are locked when I leave for work in the morning. It's my job to make sure that the porch lights are on in the evening, right? When it comes to making my home safe, the buck stops right here. And like you, I look for the right help for the right job. So who do I trust and recommend for you to keep your home safe? Ackerman Security Systems. Ackerman Security has been known as the sign of real security for half a century. The police know this. The criminals know this. And I know it. Ackerman is the only home security expert in America to actually guarantee against burglary. Join the 1 million Americans that trust Ackerman Security to help make their home safe, and learn why Ackerman is the nation's safest at NoTheftGuarantee.com. Check out their NoTheftGuarantee.com.
People all across the country are making thousands and thousands a month flipping houses. Why not you? Hi, I'm Dean Cain, actor, director, and real estate investor, and I have to tell you about this amazing opportunity you just can't afford to miss. The National Real Estate Network is offering a free CD called The Network Formula, where you can see for yourself the house flipping system that has taken the nation by storm. Who would have thought creating a network of thousands of investors working together to find, fund, and flip properties for profit was so simple? Plus, learn how to get their new, groundbreaking, tax-lien investment kit for free that'll show you how to earn government-secured returns up to 18% annually and how to buy highly discounted tax-delinquent properties. So, if you're ready to start making money flipping houses, call now to get your free CD.
Call 1-800-436-2918 now to get your free CD. Call 800-436-2918 now, and you'll also get free tickets to a live training with a free meal, an MP3 player, and flash drive loaded with vital information, plus a government auction list of properties for sale nationwide. Call 800-436-2918 now.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Wouldn't you rather be healthy, energetic, and fit? I'm Dennis Black. 10 years ago, I developed a Texas-sized solution to America's health crisis. I make my Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
I lost 60 pounds. I mean, that's huge.
Since I've been on superfood, I haven't been sick.
It's shocking how much energy I have.
Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
Or call 877-55-TEXAS. That's 877-55-TEXAS.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice, one that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can, because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states, the one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
It is 8:25, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And the traffic update now sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Now Virginia Greenway and onto the toll road. Still with the delays, haven't quite eased yet. Before you get to 606, that's on the Greenway to get up to the main toll plaza, then to get onto either 28 or the toll road. So watch for that heavy volume. We had two separate accidents in that vicinity as you get onto 28. Southbound 28 also jammed up heading down toward the toll road. Then the toll road through Herndon and Reston. Watch for the stop and go. In Alexandria, Duke Street, you're struggling a little bit here, to say the least, to get by the crash. If you're trying to get to Old Town Alexandria, extra time needed. Duke Street eastbound passing Commons Plaza there near Telegraph Road for the crash. 395 most of the way on the brakes from the Beltway to the 14th Street Bridge. On the Beltway, Springfield, right as you come off of I-95, or if you're coming around from, say, Van Dorn, that had a crash that was moved, looks like, to the shoulder now. So watch for a little bit of activity. Maryland, topside, we're still bunched up before 95. And around George Avenue, a couple problems earlier this morning. Currently, lanes reported open. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief, this fast-acting foam, clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. And now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More clear sky, sunshine, and temperatures getting pushed up a couple degrees each day here today and tomorrow from where we were yesterday. Lots of sunshine, 76 today. Tomorrow we'll push it near 80. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, we're still stuck, 57 degrees at 827 on WMAL. Well, there is going to be a vote today, October 3rd, on the Pain Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. Kevin McCarthy announced yesterday that they would vote on this today. Now, this bill passed the House in 2015, but it was blocked by Senate Democrats, so it didn't go anywhere. McCarthy said not only will passing this legislation keep a promise we made, but all the work is for the same goal, to end suffering and helping people live. This bill was sponsored by Trent Franks, and it would make it a crime to perform or attempt an abortion after 20 weeks of pregnancy, with the possibility of a fine up to 5 years in prison or both. And there are exceptions for rape, incest, or to save the life of the woman. The bill wouldn't penalize women for seeking to get abortions after 20 weeks. The proposal will likely pass the House again, where Republicans have a large majority. They think it's going to have a problem in the Senate. And the reasoning behind this is that at 20 weeks old, a child can feel pain. Those pain receptors are in place at that point. So when you perform an abortion on the baby, on the infant, whatever you want to call it, that fetus can feel pain.
This is 5 months. And by the way, 23 weeks is when you begin to get some viability from babies being able to live outside the womb. So this 20-week abortion ban, the Republicans are pursuing it. Planned Parenthood and the Democrats, they're opposed.
Yes, they are. It's 8:28 on WMAL.
There's no way around it. Keeping your gutters clean is a pain, not to mention time-consuming, highly unpleasant, and dangerous. Chris Plant here for the LeafGuard gutter system. LeafGuard is a one-piece covered gutter system, perfectly engineered to let the water in and keep the leaves out. Best of all, LeafGuard gutters carry a lifetime no-clog warranty. If they ever do clog, LeafGuard will bring out their ladders and their technicians will unclog them for free. And right now, well-qualified buyers buyers can get a very low monthly payment and a $250 fall bonus gift card on a whole home gutter system. Plus, they'll even throw in a $50 restaurant.com voucher and a free in-home estimate. Call LeafGuard today at 703-291-3114. That's 703-291-3114. Or go to their website at guttersmaryland.com. That's guttersmaryland.com. Stay off the ladder with LeafGuard.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
And coming up on WMAL will be Larry Kudlow. Something tells me he's probably going to want to talk about that tax plan and who's going to save and who's not going to save. And that seems to have kind of been swept away. You don't hear about it much with everything else that's going on.
So but we'll you will.
We'll get it from Larry. It's 8:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. President Trump will be meeting today with some of the nearly 3.5 million Puerto Ricans struggling to recover from Hurricane Maria. The president's expected to spend more than 5 hours on the ground meeting with first responders, local officials, and some of those residents who've lost everything. The family of the Las Vegas shooter is trying to figure out what caused him to commit the deadliest shooting in modern American history.
The gunman's brother said he can't think of anything that would have foreshadowed the massacre.
It just makes no sense.
But Eric Paddock didn't see or speak to his brother every day. Stephen Paddock moved to Nevada from near Melbourne, Florida in 2015.
Last time I talked to him was he texted me to ask how my mom was after we didn't have power for 5 days in the neighborhood. You know, he talked to her on the phone a week or two ago.
He said his brother owned a few handguns and maybe one rifle. He has no idea where the stockpile of powerful rifles came from.
We're shocked, horrified, completely dumbfounded.
I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
A catch that wasn't a catch cost the Redskins a victory in Kansas City last night.
Cousins is set, takes a snap, looks, still looking, going deep to the end zone, caught! It is caught, no, but dropped as he hit the ground. Oh, no. Oh, no, that was Josh Doctson. He had caught it, and as he came down, hit the ground, it was dislodged.
Larry Michael with the call here on WMAL as the Redskins fall to the Kansas City Chiefs. The Skins now enjoy their bye week before getting back into action on Sunday the 15th against the 49ers. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 22,558, the NASDAQ at 65,17. Sports sponsored by Staples, the Redskins drop to 2-2 as they lose to the Chiefs. NBA preseason, a win for the Wizards. Baseball, the Yankees host the Twins tonight in the American League wildcard game. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington. Mall WMAL.
Staples has everything you need for your business at low prices, like paper, ink and toner, even office furniture and technology. Right now, buy two reams of Staples brand paper and get one free. Select SKUs in store only, plus tax where applicable, ends 10-7. Staples, it's pro time.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Okay, first, we were giving you a great discount on fences, decks, and pavers. And to be honest, those were some pretty sweet deals. But why stop there? Our prices have gone from low
to lower to lowest.
Long Fence is now offering the lowest prices of the year on fences, decks, and pavers, but only for a limited time. So go to longfence.com today for a free estimate.
Everything we want.
So what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? $500. This isn't hypothetical, by the way. This is something you may need to think about very soon if you decide to become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a way to pay for your health care, and typically it costs $500 less per month for a family versus other health care plans. So seriously, think about this. You could pay off loans, pay down a mortgage, save the money for retirement, donate to charity. That would be a big deal. But you know what? Here's the best thing. MediShare works. It has 250,000 members, and it's growing fast. With MediShare, not only do you save, you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either, and that is a beautiful thing too. So here's how you can find out more, and you might actually wind up saving even more than $500 a month. So check into it. Here's the number. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. Now available in Montana. Call 844-91-BIBLE.
This is Larry Michael, the voice of the Washington Redskins, here to talk to you about Innovation Health, the official health insurance company of the Washington Redskins. With a hand-picked, preferred network of doctors, Innovation Health offers lower-cost, high-quality care you can feel good about. To learn more, visit yourhealthaboveall.com. That's yourhealthaboveall.com. Health insurance plans are offered or underwritten by Innovation Health Insurance Company and Innovation Health Plan, Inc.
835 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading into Old Town Alexandria, slowed with the crash on Duke Street as you head down toward Telegraph Road over near Commons Plaza. So again, Duke Street inbound, eastbound, running very heavy. Let's go Beltway delays to the Wilson Bridge. We're still holding back near St. Barnabas Road, leaving Virginia. You look okay just once you merge off of 95. Had some delays with the broken down before you get the Telegraph Road. Now that's to the shoulder. On to the Greenway and the Toll Road. Everyone still stop and go before 606. Now through Herndon and Reston, two separate accidents. Crews tell me gone or completely cleared there. On 50 in the BW Parkway inside the Beltway through Chevrolet and Riverdale. It's been a long haul this morning to get onto southbound 295. Earlier crash, then a broken down car before Pennsylvania Avenue. The culprit. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More clear sky, sunshine, and temperatures getting pushed up a couple degrees each day here today and tomorrow from where we were yesterday. Lots of sunshine, 76 today. Tomorrow we'll push it near 80. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 47 in Burke, 48 in Damascus, 57 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Well, good morning, 8:35 here on WMAL. Larry Kudlow joins us now. He's a CNBC senior contributor and host of The Larry Kudlow Show on WMAL. But that airs Saturdays at 7. He's also the author of JFK and the Reagan Revolution, A Secret History of American Prosperity. Larry, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
So I'm going to jump into this. It obviously dominated coverage yesterday from that Vegas shooting, but in all that noise, we see Senator Rand Paul knocking this Trump tax plan. He's quoting the Tax Policy Center here, citing them in assessing that it possibly, quote, is possibly a 30% of middle class getting a tax hike. He says, quote, I hope the final details are better than this. What do you make of all that?
Well, I think he's wrong. I think the Tax Policy Center is always opposes Republican tax cuts, always. They're not bipartisan. A much better rack-up from the Tax Foundation, I might add, which, given the information we have, which is not really enough to make these calculations, but the Tax Foundation showed that 80%, let's call it the lower 80%, will have lower tax burdens, and the top 20% will actually have higher tax burdens. But these distributional tables are silly. It's not the point. The point is economic growth. The point is providing new incentives, rewarding investment and rewarding work effort. And let's stop penalizing investment. Let's stop the war against business. And if we want to get on with middle-class tax cuts, the single best way to do that, if you want help the middle class and you want to raise middle-income wage earners, is to slash the corporate tax for large and small businesses. And that is precisely what Donald Trump's plan is doing. I might add, Steve Moore and I and Stephen Mnuchin and others worked on this during the campaign. The product that's being discussed now is still very similar to what we worked on. You want higher wages slash business taxes, and I might add, expense, 100% expensing for new investment in equipment, and bring the foreign cash home. It's exactly the right program, and this Tax Policy Foundation is it's a nutty left-wing group, and Rand Paul ought to know better.
Right.
He's a friend of mine. He's a good guy, but he ought to know better. He has become Dr. No in the Republican caucus, frankly, for what I'll call shaky reasons, okay, sloppy analytic reasons. I'm not sure what his goal is here. I really don't get it.
So I'm reading a piece in Business Insider, and they talk about a family where both parents work, and they make a little bit over $100,000 for a nuclear family, claiming that their taxes aren't necessarily going to go down. Is that where the cutoff is? That's what everybody wants to know. Are my taxes going to go down? And if they don't, I think it's going to be a hard sell.
Well, as I just said,
yeah,
the best rack-up I've seen so far. By the way, we don't know any of these details. You have a doubling of the standard deduction. Mm-hmm. Now, what do you think that does? Doubling of the standard deduction is a very significant tax cut for middle-income people. You're going to get rid of the AMT. You're going to lower the tax rates. We don't know how to calculate the tax rate reduction. You're going to have something like 12, 25, and 35. Even that hasn't been totally decided yet. But those are all important things for the middle class. But again, I ask you, why are you obsessed with this story? Why? What's wrong? Let me ask you this. Suppose the top tax rates come down for the so-called wealthiest among us. Is that bad?
It seems not.
Not
if you're trying to get that 3% growth rate gone.
Right. Thank you. They're the ones who make the investments that drive the economy, that start the new businesses, that start the subchapter S companies and so forth, the LLCs. They're the job creators. Why are we attacking them? I mean, I think, if anything, the White House is too defensive about this. I think all tax rates for individuals should come down. And I don't care what the distribution. Why do I care what the distribution is? Why? What I'm interested in is economic growth. And I'm interested, particularly this time around, in boosting business investment where we are not competitive. We have the highest corporate tax rate in the world, and we have the highest effective tax rate in the world, no matter how you measure it. Companies are leaving, they're offshoring, they won't bring their money home because it gets double taxed. These are the things that need to be fixed. Some darn tax table from these left-center groups, I mean, that's all they have.
Right.
That's all they have.
There's
not a scintilla of economic growth in there. In fact, they don't have any ideas.
Yeah, and they admit, actually, in this report that they're not dynamically scoring at all. It's just a flat score.
Of course not. I mean, it's just silliness. Why do I care? Why are you asking me these questions?
Well, let me ask you a question that only economic nerds like you would be interested in, but the rest of us should be, too, which is about the Federal Reserve chair race.
Yeah.
Which is to say, Janet Yellen, who's headed towards the end here, President Trump could renominate her after having once said that she should be ashamed of herself, but more recently saying that she's done a good job. Should Trump renominate Janet Yellen to the head of the Federal Reserve?
Without any personal criticism of Yellen, who I think is a very smart woman, I would greatly prefer a reformer. I think the Fed's models have done a very poor job. Yellen just said the other day, for the past 20 years, their models have underperformed or not performed at all. I'd like a reformer. I think they need a shuffle there. The senior staff of the Fed runs that place, along with the chairperson. And economic growth, here's the nub of it. It goes with your tax question. Economic growth does not cause inflation. More people working at higher wages does not cause inflation. And that is a cornerstone of the Fed's modeling.
Yes.
For decades, and they are wrong. In fact, they've been proven wrong again. We need a younger reformer. My own choice is Kevin Warsh, who has written extensively about this. There are other good candidates out there, but I think you need the... In a sense, the Fed has its own swamp.
Right. Well, I'm going to have to leave you there, but just take that vote for Kevin Warsh today, and I really appreciate you stopping by, Larry Kudlow. We'll speak with you next week, sir.
Thank you.
All right, thanks very much. 844 here on WMAL.
You can have the convenience of teeth in a day with a 10-year warranty on implants from a dentist who has well over 30 years of experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can restore a full arch of teeth with a variety of sedation options to keep you completely relaxed and comfortable. Did you know losing one or more of your teeth can affect your smile, your ability to chew properly, and change the shape of your face, causing the appearance of premature aging? Dental implant treatments created from state-of-the-art materials using the latest technology are now the standard of care for tooth replacement. In most cases, I can provide teeth in a day, so you'll leave my office with a perfect new smile. And for our half-year patients, you can even sleep through the entire procedure. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call McMillan Sedation Dentistry, 703-503-9490. Online at SmileEasy.com. That's SmileEasy.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Wouldn't you rather be healthy, energetic, and fit? I'm Dennis Black. 10 years ago, I developed a Texas-sized solution to America's health crisis. I make my Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
I lost 60 pounds. I mean, that's huge.
Since I've been on superfood, I haven't been sick.
It's shocking how much energy I have.
Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
Or call 877-55-TEXAS. That's 877-55-TEXAS.
It's 8:45 in the WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5's, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, we're doing better. Virginia on Blake Lane. Yeah, an unusual road I normally talk about, but we had a crash north of I-66 over near Oakton High School. The crash gone. Looks like we've recovered. You can get in and out of there now without any troubles. Now on 66, rush hour. We're still with you. Then into the sun glare for many here through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Oaks, and Nutley Street below speed. On the brakes still coming off of the Greenway and onto the toll road, but a slight improvement. The delays are after 606, getting through the toll plaza to get onto the toll road. We had two separate accidents gone. Now, on the Beltway, Virginia, I've been talking about the Springfield Mixing Bowl area, still with the crash, and I'm looking at it in the camera now. As you head from, say, coming around for Telegraph Road, Van Dorn, it's going to be after you pass the exit for 395, left half of that stretch of the Beltway blocked, and then the heavy delays into Annandale. Maryland, didn't forget about you, 270. Looks like we're starting to see a little bit of improvement in the pace in Urbana, but just south of Clarksburg, we are still jam solid to the lane divide. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More clear sky, sunshine, and temperatures getting pushed up a couple degrees each day here today and tomorrow from where we were yesterday. Lots of sunshine, 76 today. Tomorrow we'll push it near 80. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 59 degrees at 847 on WMAL.
Attend Cyber at the Crossroads, a day-long symposium on the future of our nation's cyber infrastructure, presented by CCEI, NSA, and UMUC. To learn more and register, visit umuc.edu. /crossroads.
All right, so it didn't take long yesterday for the media to join the Democratic Party in calling for gun control. The Huffington Post, one of the first out the gate, an acquaintance of mine, Jen Bendery, there at the Huffington Post, she was out tweeting about it instantly, calling for gun control, saying Congress won't act in the face of this violence. And then also, you had people on NBC going after this. Brian Williams was pushing gun control yesterday with during an interview with Senator Richard Blumenthal from Connecticut. Here's Brian.
Why don't we act? What is the problem? What was it about first graders losing their lives that wasn't sad enough to result in changes?
The grip, in fact, stranglehold of the NRA and other special interests on the congressional process has undermined our efforts, in fact, blocked them. But I really believe that we can honor these victims and we can arrive at a tipping point where we change America.
So, I mean, this is the frame up here is that the only solution, the only way people don't die is if we have gun control. That's it. It doesn't actually matter what the facts are. It doesn't matter that the crime scene is still sitting and that they're still kind of sorting through how we got here, how we had the deadliest shooting in U.S. history this weekend. Forget the facts. All we know is that guns were used and guns need to be banned. And these are supposed to be objective reporters assessing this question.
Well, and having gone round and round with some people yesterday, their argument is, well, yes, people will use knives, people will use trucks, people will use those things, but they won't kill as many people as you can with an automatic machine gun from a window. So that's their argument is, yes, people will still kill people, but it won't be as many people. And so that's their logic.
It's wild, and to think, you know, what is the phrase when danger is here, police are only minutes away, or whatever the phrase
when seconds
is.
Seconds count, the police are only minutes
yes,
away.
Yes, thank you very much. That's the phrase, and you wonder to one extent if it's true that NBC News reported that it took 72 minutes from the first 911 call to the time that police breached the door with explosives, whether or not, say, somebody with a concealed carry permit or a weapon on that 32nd floor may have made the difference. Who knows? But those are the types of things. Like, it's not for the criminals. It's for the good guys.
It is. But I think this was just I think this was one of those situations that no one could have planned against. I don't think anyone thought that someone's going to break out the windows in this huge double room suite, stay there for a couple of days, first of all, so that they can amass an arsenal to break out the windows, to plan it in time for a cut. I just think this is one of those unforeseen things.
Yeah.
I really do.
And so Brian Williams wasn't alone. Tom Brokaw, Cal Perry, all both from NBC. See plenty of people in the press yesterday calling for gun control. It's 8:51 now on WMAL.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Music, it turns out, is just what the doctor ordered. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN chief medical correspondent. You might not know this about me, but I still operate every week, brain surgery, here in Atlanta. I've got different playlists for my operating room depending on what type of procedure I'm doing, a trauma, tumor, or spine operation. I like different types of music for the beginning of an operation versus the end. It helps get me motivated, helps me focus, tune everything else out. Turns out I'm not alone. A new, not very scientific survey from Spotify found 90% of surgeons listen to music in the operating room. Rock, not surprisingly, most popular genre. Some of the top songs that showed up in the surgeons' playlists, Rock You Like a Hurricane, Sweet Child of Mine, Just What the Doctor Ordered, and Break On Through. Personally, my favorites, Red Hot Chili Peppers to open a case, Coldplay to close. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing more than just a rate. Does calling the company with 11 J.D. Power Awards for client service matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative technology, matter? If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
I used to find homework really hard.
It's not because I wasn't capable.
Or motivated.
Quite the opposite, in fact.
I loved school. No, it's because we didn't have the internet at home. But now we do. And doing homework is a lot easier.
I can research online.
Send work over the internet. Even email my teacher. All from home. Yeah. The internet has changed everything.
Now I'm excited about school.
I work hard.
And I can get my homework done.
Every day.
Because I know there's nothing holding me back.
Through Internet Essentials, Comcast has connected more than 4 million people in need to low-cost, high-speed internet at home, giving every student the opportunity to succeed. Comcast.
Imagine.
ocean bringing home a new puppy. And
they got parasites, bacteria.
Seven on Your Side's Nathan Baca goes undercover at a national pet chain accused in a class action of selling sick animals. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 5.
Kevin's not-so-wonderful life.
Lost my job, had to move in with my sister.
Is about to take a turn toward the amazing.
Kevin, you've been chosen to save the world.
Oh, okay, cool.
How am I supposed to save the world?
Change yourself.
By putting others before yourself.
Helping those in need.
Change the world.
I feel like I'm getting a second chance.
One of Entertainment Weekly's must-watch new shows. Kevin probably saves the world.
Tonight at 10, followed by ABC 7 News at 11. On Your Side. ABC 7's Good Morning Washington. What's new? What's now? What's happening next? With breaking news, plus traffic and weather every 10 minutes. ABC 7's Good Morning Washington. Weekdays starting at 4:25, where good mornings start.
8:55 at WMEL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And the rush hour is still solid in many areas, unfortunately, but here's the heads up in the Virginia Beltway. As you come off of the Wilson Bridge and you head around near Telegraph Road, you're going to hit delays heading over to 95, 395 right in Springfield. That's where you have the crash. Still just slowly getting by. It looks like just one lane to the right. So again, that's on the inner loop side. Beyond that, brief delays in Annandale from the toll road to the Legion Bridge. Solid lineup on the George Washington Parkway southbound begins south of 123 near the overlooks down toward the Key Bridge. Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, here we come with the rush hour still in effect. Canal Road, and heads up too as you're coming in on 50. Right as you approach the Beltway, Maryland, John Hanson Highway. Crash was in the right lane, not causing much of a delay, but definitely something we need you to watch for. And finally, here is a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off Spot Hero. Park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Pretty good looking forecast. Not too bad feeling either now as temperatures will continue to climb. Stay above normal. Normal 73. Today 76 and sunny. Tonight mainly clear 56. Outside the Beltway a little cooler. Wednesday more sunshine up near 80. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently our nation's capital 59 degrees at 8:56 on WMAL.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G, the name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnais, and right now you can save $1,074 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
For years, the Cascade Center for Dental Health has been the place to go for comfortable, friendly, no fear, no lectures dental treatment. Here, our patients are family, and word of mouth, no pun intended, has been our best advertising. Once you walk in the door at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace, you'll discover the Cascade Center for Dental Health difference. Here, you're treated like family. We know your time is important, so we make restoring your smile easy. One office, one doctor, one day. And with sedation dentistry, it's completely comfortable, pleasant. You can even sleep your way to a perfect smile. As our longtime patients would tell you, there's only one Cascade Center for Dental Health. Except no substitutes. Ask for me, Dr. Aprilia, or Dr. Haggard. Personally,
Dr. Ruparelia and Cascade Center for Dental Health make dentistry something to smile about. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
John F. Kennedy was one of the most beloved presidents in American history. During his election campaign and early presidency, he allowed photographer Jacques Lowe extraordinary access to document his family's public and private lives. Mr. Lowe was able to capture over 40,000 personal and behind-the-scenes images from Kennedy's rise to power to intimate scenes of the family at home. Tragically, all but 10 of Lowe's remarkable photographs were destroyed in the attacks of 9/11. But Jacques Lowe had kept the contact sheets elsewhere, and they at least were safe. Not long ago, experts at the museum, working closely with the Lowe estate, painstakingly restored 80 of these precious images. And now you can see these rare glimpses of history in a special exhibit called Creating Camelot, the Kennedy Photography of Jacques Lowe. Now through January 7th, only at the museum.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance. 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
So tomorrow on Mornings on the Mall, Cal Thomas joins us because it's Wednesday.
Yeah,
so a nice midweek boost.
And you always need a bump on that hump. Cal Thomas is going to bump us up a little bit. And then Puerto Rico news as well as the aftermath of Las Vegas.
And speaking of bumps on a hump, there you go.
Bumps on a hump.
Chris
Flatt.
I'm going to have to analyze the meaning of that from a variety of different perspectives before I draw any conclusions. Hey, back from jury duty. I had jury duty yesterday.
Oh, God.
Ah. Guilty.
Did you make it out of the room?
Did I get picked? No, I didn't get picked. I got into the courtroom. But
you're not supposed to give the verdict before you hear the case.
Guilty! Coming up.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630.